And welcome back to Tom Roach Field. I'm Mark Cantor here at University High School in Greeley. And a little bit of a late start time for the second game is the game prior between Peak to Peak and Bennett went 9 innings. So they went extra innings in that one and Bennett won. So Delta will be playing Peak to Peak in this contest. So the Delta Panther Baseball is presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. We'll look at Delta's starting lineup now. Brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. Leading off will be the center fielder, number 19, Braden Sprout. In right field will be number 7, Tyree. Batting third will be the designated hitter, Logan Clay. He's batting for number 5, Chaz Wilkes, who will be playing second base. In the cleanup spot will be the first baseman, number 14, Trayton Sandoval. Batting fifth, playing third base, number 12, Lance Porter. In the sixth hole will be the catcher, number 27, Brendan Bear. At shortstop, it'll be number 2, Landon Clay. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Connor Workman. And batting ninth today's the starting pitcher for Delta, number 17, Isaac Chavez. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So the pitcher for Peak to Peak in this game.
Lead off for the Delta Panthers. Number 19,
will be number 1. Excuse me, number 4, Logan Hughes. Sprout will lead off in from the left side. He'll be facing the lefty Hughes. First pitch is in for a strike. Here's the 0-1. It's outside. Hughes stares in. He has his sign and delivers. This one's going to be hit in the air on the right side. The right fielder going back, and he's not able to come up with it. That's Brady Bowman, and that's going to be a three-base error for Braden Sprout.
Triple for Braden Sprout. Now batting number 7, Ty Reed.
That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. Reed, in the first game, was 0-for-1. He reached on an error, walked, and scored twice. He'll ground it. He'll chop it foul toward the Delta dugout on the third base side. Delta, the visiting team, obviously, but in the third base dugout, where the home team, Peak to Peak, will be in the first base dugout. The 0-1 is high and outside. The count's even. Hughes is set and delivers. This one hit foul out of play on the right side. The pitch. It's going to be lined into center. It's dropping fast. It's over the center fielder's head. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Brandt's come up with it, gets it in, and that'll be an RBI double for Reed. So a good start for Delta. They're up 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll bring Logan Clay, the designated hitter, to the plate. The Taco Time first pitch to Clay. As he's squaring to bunt, and he bunts it up the third baseline, but foul. Something Coach Steve Reiner and I have talked about this season is the ability to play small ball with this team with the speed they've got. I think this is more of a situational thing with Clay and Reed being out at second. Clay at the plate. Hughes checks on Reed. Now comes home. Clay takes strike two. Here comes the 0-2 from Hughes. Clay fouls it back to the backstop. He battles at the plate now, being tough with two, as they say. He'll swing and miss at strike three. And he'll be down swinging. Hughes does not throw very hard, so a little bit of an adjustment at the plate. Creighton Sandoval will come up to the plate now.
Creighton Sandoval.
Hughes stares in. He has a sign. He'll check Reed out at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss from Creighton. A long look in by Hughes. He'll check the runner. Now comes home. That one's low. Counts even now. Hughes very methodical on the mound. Stares in a long time for the sign. He'll come set. He'll check the runner. And then he'll come home. Like I said, very methodical. Is not real quick out there. That pitch was a ball. So it's 2-1 for the Delta first baseman. Sandoval rips it over the left fielder's head. Steven DiCifenzo gets it in. This is the cutoff, man, but that's an RBI double for Creighton. Delta leads 2-0 now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lance Porter, the third baseman, will come to the plate.
Now batting number 12, Lance Porter.
So Sandoval with a short lead off now takes the secondary, and Porter is hit. He'll head down to first. Or no, he will not. Apparently the ball did not get him, but it did get away from the catcher, and Sandoval will move up on the wild pitch. So one out here. Top of the first inning. Delta already leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sandoval the runner at third. Hughes comes home with the 1-0. Porter takes strike one. Wilson set and delivers. This one's going to be lifted into left field. DeCenzo back, and he'll make the catch. But the sac fly is going to score. Creighton from third, and Delta now leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two outs in the inning, and catcher Brendan Bear comes to the plate. This one's ripped into center, hit hard, but right at the center fielder, Branscombe, and he'll make the catch. And that will end the inning, but 3 runs on 2 hits. 1 error by peak to peak. No one left on by Delta. So we'll get ready to head to the bottom of the inning. We'll take a look at the starting lineup now for the peak-to-peak Pumas. Leading off will be number 3, the second baseman, Bryce Carson. Batting second, the third baseman, number 2, Brendan Hartley. Batting third, the right fielder, number 10, Brady Bowman. Batting cleanup, the center fielder, number 8, Owen Branscombe. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 6, A.J. Green. In the sixth hole will be the catcher, number 12, Miguel Silva. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 11, Eddie Castilleja. Batting eighth, the pitcher, number 4, Logan Hughes. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 20, Steven DeCenzo. So Delta sends Isaac Chavez to the mound. Chavez got roughed up a little bit in his last start at Cortez, but he was spectacular in his first start against, I believe it was Valida in the Luke Olgebrun's tournament to start out the season. Had 15 strikeouts in that game. Again, taking a look at the infield for Delta, right to left, Sandoval, Wilkes, Landon, Clay, and Porter, left to right in the outfield, Workman, Sprout, Reed. Bear behind the plate, and like I mentioned, Chavez on the mound. So Delta doing something they haven't done in their last several games, and that's jump out to an early lead. They've been notorious for slow starts in the last several games. So Panthers looking to take advantage from of playing from ahead for a change.
Number 3, right.
So Carson to the plate. Before this tournament, Carson was hitting .571. And so take the first pitch outside for a ball. So Chavez will stare in. And they'll hit it on the ground. Excuse me, foul on the third base side. Chavez chased off the sign. Now he's ready. And the pitch. That's right there for a strike. 1-2, the count now to Carson. And he's going to poke it foul on the right side. Chavez adjusting the dirt in the front of the mound. Now he'll be back on the rubber. Here's the pitch. Timeout. A late timeout called by the batter, Carson. Just before Chavez goes into his windup. Now he kicks and fires. And that is strike three. I'm not sure if that was called on the check swing or if that was called in the zone. Regardless, it'll be, we'll say it was on the check swing and it'll be an A&M Creation strikeout for Chavez in the first out of the inning. Brendan Hartley will come to the plate. Before this tournament, he was batting 143 on the season. Had five strikeouts. Zakatang first pitch is in there for a ball. Chavez will shake off a sign. Now he's set and delivers. Hartley squares the bunt and pulls back, and that one misses the zone as well. Chavez has his sign. He'll kick and fire. That misses. So Chavez now going to have to battle a little bit out there on the mound as he's down 3-0 to this batter, Hartley. The pitch. That's a strike. Right down Broad Street. Hartley taking the entire way. The pitch. This one on the ground to Wilkes at second. He'll field it cleanly on the first for three on the putout, and there's two outs from the inning. That'll bring the right fielder Brady Bowman to the plate. Bowman, before this tournament, batting 368 with a couple of doubles, four walks and three strikeouts. He'll be in on the left side to work against the righty Chavez. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, two outs, bottom of the first. He comes right after Bowman. He'll tap it foul on the left side. The pitch. This one hit foul to the backstop, and Chavez is now way ahead on the batter. It's 0-2. The pitch. This one lined into center. Sprout in on it and makes the catch. Three up, three down for the Pumas in the bottom of the first. Delta maintains their 3-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two up in the top of the second inning. It'll be Landon Clay, Workman, and Chavez, 7-8-9 holes. Taco Chimes, a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chimes, 707 Main in Delta. Another proud sponsor of Delta Panthers baseball is the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room help melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Also, Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Delta already starting the second game out better than the first. They lost 21-7 in the first game against University. It was not a pretty first inning as 10 runs crossed the plate for University in that inning. And University sent 14 to the plate in the first. So already Delta doing better than the first game. They're up 3-0 here on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as they get ready to start the second. Landon Clay to the plate. Clay went 0-3 with a strikeout in game one. Hughes with the Taco Time's first pitch gets the breaker to fall in for strike one. So Landon looking for something to drive here. The pitch. That one misses. Counts even. The pitch. That was a strike. So Clay, not sure what he's waiting for. That was a pretty good strike there. Clay will step out now, gather himself, and back in. Here's the pitch from the lefty Hughes. Swing and a miss. So that's the first out of the inning, and Connor Workman will come to the plate.
Connor Workman.
Connor had a good first game. As he went 2-for-2 with a double. Was hit by a pitch, a couple runs scored. The pitch. Workman briefly squared the bunt and pulled back. It's the ball. The pitch. Workman trying to bunt for a hit up the first baseline. He's speedy, and he will be... No, he's safe. First baseman not able to make the play, and ball may have actually hit Workman, so...
Not batting. Number 17, Isaac Chavez.
I'm going to call that an infield hit. He got there before the ball did. Isaac Chavez to the plate. Hughes steps off. Workman's quick down there at first. Good lead. And the pitch. Chavez swings and misses. Chavez steps out, takes a couple practice swings, now back into the right side. Stares down the lefty Hughes, who'll check the runner at first. And the pitch, Workman's going. Looks like it might have been a hit and run as Chavez waited as long as he could before he swung. He fouled it at his feet. Workman returns to first, and Chavez is going to have to be tough with two and battle at the plate. The pitch. Travis chops it at the plate. Hughes up with it. Over to second. Hard slide in by Workman, and it'll prevent the second baseman, Carson, from making the throw to first. So Travis on at first via the fielder's choice.
Not bad.
And there are two outs in the inning. Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He reached on an error by the right fielder, three base error, to lead off the game, scored Delta's first run. Chavez with a good lead off of first. And the pitch, Chavez is going, he kind of stumbled, the throw down by the catcher. Silva not in time, and Chavez will have the stolen bag. It looks like Chavez stumbled out of the gate, but it didn't ultimately cost him, and we've got a runner in scoring position. So lefty on lefty is Sprout back into the box. Good lead by Chavez, and Hughes will step off. Hughes stares in once again. He'll check Chavez down at second. Now come home with the 1-0. This one's going to get away from the catcher. Chavez trying to advance, and no throw. Head first slide by Isaac, and he's now 90 feet away from scoring Delta's fourth run of the game. 2-0 the count to the batter, Sprout. The pitch. That one goes right by the catcher. He didn't even get his glove up to catch it, and Chavez will score on the wild pitch, and Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Count 3-0 to Sprout. I imagine he'll be taking all the way here, force Hughes to throw a strike. The pitch. That misses outside, and a four-pitch walk to Sprout. We'll bring up Ty Reed. So Sprout on base via the Delta Cabinet Company base on balls, and Ty Reed, who had an RBI double in the first inning, came around to score as well. So the speedy Sprout with a good lead off of first. The pitch. This one lifted to left field by Reed. Back is DeCenzo. It's over to his head. Sprout round second into third, sliding. Went over the third baseman Hartley's head, but the pitcher Hughes there to back him up. Second double of the game for Reed. So Logan Clay will come to the plate. He struck out last inning in his first at bat. He's got a couple of ducks on the pond now looking to make amends for that. Hughes stares in. The pitch. This one foul back over the backstop out of play. And a couple of the university players had to take some evasive action back behind me to avoid getting hit by that foul ball. Here comes the 0-1 to Clay. He pops this one up into center field. The shortstop's out. Right fielder's in, and it's going to fall. Nope. I take that back. DeCenzo comes up with it. So Delta scores a run on a couple of hits. Two men left on. No errors by the Pumas. Two up in the bottom of the inning for peak to peak. 4-5-6, it'll be Branscombe, Green, and Silva. Time for Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware's been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly, your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. We'll take a look now at some of the other teams in action this Springville Soccer 3-4 overall. 2-1 in league after a 2-1 victory over Roaring Fork yesterday. Both goals were scored by Jessica Black. They will play at Salida tomorrow. Girls tennis shut out Grand Junction at Grand Junction on Monday. They'll be at Durango tomorrow. And finally, congratulations to senior Jose Renteria, who's been named an Academic All-American by the National Speech and Debate Association. The award places Jose in the top 1% out of 141,000 student members of the NSDA across the country. Also, the senior art show is on display at the public library through the month of April. And that was Panther Pride, as the top of time first pitch by Chavez to Branscombe is in there for a strike. The pitch, swing and a miss by the lefty. And Chavez now quickly ahead, 0-2. Chavez stares in, he'll shake off a sign, now he's set. The pitch, swing and a miss. Second swinging strikeout by Chavez, so inning number two starts out the same way the first one did for Isaac, with a strikeout, and now A.J. Green, the first baseman, will come to the plate. Before the tournament, Green was batting .526 with four doubles. Four walks, three strikeouts. He'll take strike one. The pitch, that's strike two. Here comes the 0-2 from Chavez. That's outside. This one, a hard grounder to Wilt. 4-3 on the putout. So two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Catcher Miguel Silva will come to the plate. Taco Time first pitch is high for a ball. The pitch, that misses low. Chavez stares in, has a sign he's set. Kicks and fires. That's a strike. So, comparatively, Chavez working quite a bit quicker than peak-to-peak Hughes on the mound. The pitch. Chavez missed his release point on that one, and it sails way wide. It's 3-1 to Silva. The pitch. That one's tight and inside. Delta Cabinet Company walk will put Silva on at first. Castilleja will come to the plate now.
Castilleja.
Silva. With an average leadoff of first, Chavez comes home. This one is fouled off the knuckles by Castilleja to the backstop. Castilleja steps out now, back in. Chavez checks the runner at first now. He'll come home. Misses the zone somewhere with that one, and the count's even at one. Silva the runner at first, I believe. Now, we've got a courtesy runner down there. It's going to be Nicholas Kapanis. As this one's going to skip off the top of the backstop and foul back behind us. Chavez checks the runner. And this one misses high and inside. So Kapanis, the runner at first with an average lead. The pitch, that misses. So Chavez hoping not to lose the batter, Castilleja. The pitch, that's right down the middle for strike three looking. Third strikeout of the game for Chavez. No runs, no hits, one man left on, no errors by Delta coming up in the bottom of the inning. Will be 4-5-6 for Pizza Pizza. This will be the top of third. Delta will send it 4-5-6 to the plate. That's Sandoval, Porter, and Bear. Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Also, A&N Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&N Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. And Delta Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Trenton Sandoval will lead off the inning for the Panthers. Trayton with an RBI double back in the first. Hughes finishing his warm-up tosses here. Interesting thing about peak to peak. I'm not sure how many pitchers they have left to throw in this game after their extra inning affair prior to this one against Bennett. So Delta leads 4-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we get ready to start the third inning. So the catcher, Silva, out to talk to Hughes briefly before we start the inning, just so they can get on the same page here.
Starting off the top of the third inning for Delta Panthers.
Sandoval will stand in from the right side.
Sandoval.
And he'll face the lefty, Hughes. Taco time, first pitch to Trayton. He lifts it into short center field. It's dropping quick, and this will be a base hit for Trayton. So Tank with the easy part of the cycle in the books. Lance Porter now will come to the plate. He had a sack fly in the first. Got him an RBI. The pitch. On the inside half of the plate for a strike. Porter steps out as Coach Steve Ryer gives the sign. Now Porter back in. Short lead by Sandoval. And Porter will line this into center field. It's going to ball in the gap. Sandoval rounding second. He's on his horse. He'll round third, and he'll be stopped there by Ryer. So Sandoval going first to third on the Porter double. And now Delta's in business with runners in scoring position. Brendan Bear coming to the plate. No outs here in the top of the third. Bear lined out to center field and is first at bat back in the first inning. Hughes stares in. Now he'll step off. Catcher Silva out to talk about it. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products or machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. But the comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair for the 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. That one. Inside. And it's 1-0 to Bear. The pitch. That misses outside. So Hughes throws so softly to the plate. But I think it's taken a little bit for some of the batters to adjust. Spare stands in. This one's going to be hit high and foul. It'll bounce off the top of Delta's dugout on the third base side. And it'll be 2-1 to the Delta catcher. Left on left as Bear stands in again. Hughes will check the runner at second. Now come home. Bear can't catch up with that one. And the count's even. The pitch. This one lifted into right center. The second baseman, Carson, is out, and he's going to misplay it. Sandoval held up at third to see what Carson was going to do, and now he'll score on the error. And Delta leads 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard.
Now batting for Panthers, number 2, Landon Clay.
So, shortstop Landon Clay. We'll come to the plate. We're going to get a courtesy runner for Bear. I believe this is Delgado. Jesse Delgado, who was a courtesy runner in the first game. So Clay struck out swinging in the second. His only at bat of the game. Delgado with a good lead off of first. This one to short. Castellera comes up with it. And discombobulation is second. Delgado, as the flip from Castellera, not fielded cleanly by the second baseman, Carson. So on the fielder's choice, Clay reaches first, and on the error by the second baseman, Delgado is on second, and head coach for the Pumas, Matthew Castellera, will come out of the dugout, and he does not look pleased at all. And actually, he's going to talk to the umpire, believing that they had the force at second, and the umpire says, no, he dropped it. I think Castellera's argument was he dropped it on the transition to throw and not the catch, and field umpire says, I disagree, and my call stands. So the bases will be loaded. Porter at third, Delgado at second, Clay at first, and Connor Workman to the plate. Workman singled last inning. Hughes stares in. The pitch? Nope, he's going to attempt to pick off at first. Bobby Steele machine pick off throw over to first, no good. Or not in time, excuse me, as Clay is back. First baseman playing in front of the runner down there. Taco time first pitch to Workman is sent foul back into the catcher's mitt for strike one. Hughes checks the runners. Now comes home. That one catches the outside corner for strike two. No outs here. Top of the third. Delta leads 5-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. An 0-2 count to Workman. The pitch. Connor swings and misses. That'll be the first out of the inning, and Isaac Chavez will come to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice, stole a base, and scored last inning. So he has an opportunity to really help his cause here with the bases loaded. Steps in, now back out. Now he'll be back into the box. Ryer runs through the signs again down at third base. Hughes stares in. Runners in on the grass. Corner. Infielders in on the grass. The middle infielders at double play depth. The outfielders straight away. Left fielder playing kind of shallow out there. Hughes checks the runner Delgado at second. Now comes home. That one. A big breaker started out above Chavez's head and broke right into the strike zone for a called strike one. Hughes again takes his time. Checks the runner. Now comes home. And it looks like we were going to have a suicide squeeze as Porter broke for the plate. And Chavez tried to lay down a bunt. It's going to roll foul, and now 0-2 for Chavez. Hughes stares in. Now he's set. And delivers. This one poked foul down the third base line as Chavez continues to battle. Interesting thing about that suicide squeeze. I had talked to Steve, after the last game, and I said, if we get up early and the situation arises, I'd love to see a suicide squeeze. And he told me that's something they've been working on in practice, and he might execute it or attempt to execute it in this game. And he there it is. Unfortunately, unsuccessful, and Chavez will take an 0-2 ball. And it's 1-2 to the Delta pitcher. Hughes comes set and delivers. This one's poked foul up and University player in front of the press box not able to come up with that one. And Chavez continues to stay alive at the plate. So Isaac just looking for something to drive here. Like I said, Hughes throws so softly, you just time it up right and you can smack it. The pitch, that one was high and outside. And the count's even at 2. Hughes kicks and delivers. And Chavez has the strike ball get away from the catcher. I think they're going to call him out on strikes. The ball gets away from the catcher. Porter's going to score from third. The runners are going to advance on the wild pitch. So Delta will have runners at second and third. It's Delgado at third. Clay at second. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. Brett Leho will check in for Sprout. Lee Hill stay in to play center field. Sprouty is dealing with some injury issues, trying to work through them. Leho swings and misses at the first pitch. And he'll take the second pitch for a ball. So the count's now even. So two down here, top of the third. Delta trying to add on to their 6-0 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That's going to hit Leho in the foot and load the bases for the hard-hitting right fielder, freshman Ty Reed. Reed's couple of doubles today, an RBI, and a run scored. So nothing fancy here. If he can just get a base knock, and he'll score at least two. Here's the pitch. Reed on the ground at a shortstop. Castilleja. He will get it on to second to get Leho and retire the Panthers. So two runs scored on two hits, a couple of errors for the Pumas. Delta's going to leave a couple of runners on. Due up in the bottom of the inning will be Hughes, DeCenzo, and Carson. Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reier State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Another proud sponsor of Delta Panthers Baseball, Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So Logan Hughes comes out of the dugout. And he'll come to the plate for his first at-bat of the game. Looking to help his cause here. Taco time first pitch to Hughes. This is the outside corner. It's a ball. Timeout called. At the plate. Hughes stepped out. Now he'll step back in. The pitch. That's in the dirt. Hughes up early on Chavez 2-0 now. The pitch. This one lifted on the right side in foul territory. Chavez over, and he will miss the ball, and it'll be foul. Chavez had just crossed into foul territory when he caught that, or when he made contact with it.
We're going to go ahead for a couple hours.
So it's now 2-1 to Hughes. Hughes steps out now. Takes a couple practice swings. Hughes had actually ended up on second base before Chavez was able to attempt to field that foul ball, so took him just a minute to get back, and he'll take strike two. So the count even now to the peak-to-peak pitcher. The pitch, right back up the middle. Clay fields it behind second to first, and got by less than half of a step. Good range by Landon Clay. And a nice strong throw to get the runner at first. So one out here in the bottom of the third, and Steven DeCenzo will come to the plate for his first at bat of the game. DeCenzo, before this tournament, batting .333 on the season. He'll take ball one. Chavez working quickly now to 1-0. That's low and outside. So DeCenzo steps out now. Back in. He'll swing and miss at the 2-0. Now he'll line it to third. Porter can't make the backhanded stab. And DeCenzo, big turn at first. Now he'll retreat after the error. So, peak to peak, going to flip the lineup card and bring Bryce Carson back to the plate. He struck out swinging to start the game for peak to peak. He'll take ball one. The 1-0 in the dirt. Good stop by Bear. DeCenzo with a good lead off of first, held on by Sandoval. Here's the 2-0. This one lifted to right field. Reed gets to Reed on it. Gets underneath it. Will retire Carson. Two down, top of three, and Brendan Hartley will come to the plate. He's 0-1 today. Grounded out to Wilkes back in the first. The pitch. Misses high for a ball. Chavez will check DeCenzo over at first. Now he spins and throws the Doughty Stealing Machine pickoff throw, not in time. Chavez back on the rubber, checks the runner. Now kicks and fires. This one hits up and back, there, over, and makes the catch right in front of the Delta fans on the left side of the backstop. And that will retire the Pumas. No runs, no hits. One error by Delta, one left on by the Pumas. Delta leads 6-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we will head to the fourth inning. Delta will send 3-4-5 to the plate. That's Logan Clay, Sandoval, and Porter. Delta Panthers baseball sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. And Taco Time, they're a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. And finally, the Sunflower Rooms, another proud sponsor of my broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball. Do you need help to relax? Well, Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Hughes finishes his warm-up throws. And Logan Clay will lead off the inning for Delta. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout today.
Logan Clay.
So the Taco Time first pitch to Logan is fouled straight back to the backstop. Hughes stares in. He has his sign and he's set. Kicks and fires. This one's going to bounce off the catcher and back. Looks like we've actually got a new pitcher. That's AJ Green in there. Green started at first base. We'll see who's over there at first now. As the 1-1 is outside. Green kicks and fires. That one's high and somewhat tight, and it's 3-1 to Clay. The pitch. Clay fouls it off to the right side. It's falling fast, and Green gave chase and couldn't come up with it. So Clay will have second life with a full count here. Looks like DeCrescenzo may be over there at first base. They think Hughes may have gone into left field. That pitch gets away from the catcher, and it's low. So Clay, Clay on it first.
Now batting for the Panthers. Number 14, Clayton Sandoval.
And Sandoval will come to the plate. And he is 2 for 2 today with an RBI double, a couple of runs scored. He takes ball one. Clay with a good lead on at first, held on by DeCrescenzo, excuse me. And Sandoval will foul it off on the right side. Green stares in. He'll check Clay over at first. Now comes home. That pitch is low. Good stop by the catcher, Silva. Green, come set. The pitch. Breaking ball in there. Runner goes. Clay is in ahead of the throw. It gets by the second baseman into center field, but shortstop Castilleja over there to back it up. It'll be a stolen base for Logue. Counts even to Sandoval at the plate. 2-2. The pitch catches the outside corner, and Sandoval looking. He'll return to the dugout. First out of the inning. And Porter will come to the plate. Lance with a double today and a sack fly RBI, a run scored. And he lines it right over the bag at third. And the home plate umpire says foul ball. He ripped that one down the line, and it just got outside the bag at the last second. So Green, back on the rubber now. We'll check the runner, Logan Clay, out at second. Clay with a good lead there. The pitch. That one gets by the catcher. Going to be a ball if it was way outside. And Clay, now 90 feet away. Porter back into the right side to face the righty Green. Green stares in very intently. Now he's set. Kicks and fires. This one lifted foul down the left field line out of play. As Porter battles now, that'll be tough with two. And the pitch. Fouled at the plate by Porter as he stays alive. Green set and delivers. Swing and a miss by Porter, who is not happy with that. That one was high and tight, and he, I think, closed his eyes. Second strike out of the inning for Green, and the second out of the inning. Brendan Baer will come to the plate. Here's 0 for 1, reached on an error last inning. The pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Clay, Logan Clay, the runner down at third. Base hit would score him. The 0-1 in the dirt. Blocked out in front by Silva. The pitch. Way outside for ball two. The 2-1, it misses, and it's ball three. Here comes the 3-1 to Baer. This one on the ground of the shortstop, Castilleja. It gets through him. E6 and Baer's on first. The run scores, and Delta leads 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. That'll be bring Landon Clay to the plate. Clay 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Reached on the fielder's choice last inning. Jesse Delgado comes in as the courtesy runner for Baer down at first. Delgado with a good lead. He's held on by DiCrescenzo. Green comes home. This one hit into center field. Branscum in on it. Makes the catch and ends the inning. But one run will score. No hits. An error by the Pumas, and Delta will leave a runner on. Delta leads 7-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Bowman, Branscum, and Green you up for the Pumas. Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machine. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. A&M Creations, also another proud sponsor of Delta Panthers baseball. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Chavez comes out to work his fourth inning of work.
Beating off the bottom of the fifth. Says, number 10,
fifth on the scoreboard. I'm not sure that's right. As Bowman will send it foul down the left field line, Porter gave chase. So a long strike for Bowman. It'll be 0-1. The pitch. That catches the outside corner for strike two. The pitch. And this is outside. So it'll be 1-2 to the Puma right fielder. The pitch. Breaking ball. Catches the outside corner. Strike three. Fourth strikeout for Chavez. One down here. Bottom of, I think it's the fourth. Scoreboard says the fifth. Branscum 0-1. He'll hit it on the ground to Sandoval. Flips it to Chavez. The race to the bag, and he gets him. By less than half of a step, and there's two outs in the inning. Chavez late to cover, but got there just ahead of the batter, Branscum.
AJ Green
will come to the plate. He's 0-1 today. The pitch, it's right down the middle of the knees, strike one. Chavez stares in. The pitch, taken for strike two. The 0-2, strike three on the outside corner. Three up, three down for the Pumas here in the fourth. Going to the fifth, Delta leads 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. They'll have 8-9-1 coming to the plate. Workman, Chavez, and Leo. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
Mark Kenner back with you here in Greeley, Colorado. At University High School, Tom Roche Field. Your Panthers lead 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the top of the fifth inning. Green still on the mound for the Pumas. He'll face Connor Workman, who's 1-for-2 today, has a strikeout. Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So Connor Workman will step into the right-handed batter's box as Green stares in. He's ready and delivers. Workman turns the bunt, pulls back, takes ball one. The pitch, swing and a miss. Workman out in front of that one. He just sit back and wait on it just a little bit. The 1-1. That catches the inside corner on the breaker. It's 1-2 to the Delta left fielder. The pitch. Right down the middle of the plate for strike three. Green got Workman looking for the first out of the inning. Third strikeout of the game for Green, and Isaac Chavez will come to the plate. Chavez 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. It reached on a fielder's choice back in the second and came around to score. One out here, top of five. As Chavez will take ball one. Delta leads 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The 1-0. Line foul on the right side. That'll hit a car in the parking lot. Green will stare in and have his sign and delivers. I think that was a breaking ball that didn't break as it went over Chavez's head. The 2-1. Chavez will take, and it's 3-1. The pitch. Lifted to the shortstop. Castilleja. For out number two. Soft liner to short, and there's two outs in the inning. Brett Leho comes to the plate now. Came in as a pinch hitter back in the third for Braden Sprout. And Leho quickly wears one and will be on first. That'll bring Ty Reed to the plate. Reed Couple of doubles today. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. It's an RBI and a run scored as well. Green checks Leho at first. Steps off. Leho dives back. Green has the sign and delivers. That one gets by the catcher, Silva. And Leho moves up 90, a big turn at second. He'll put on the brakes and return to the bag. 1-0 the count to Reed. Reed, just a freshman, and it's going to be one heck of a dude as he gets older. And he will take one. He'll wear it on the back rib area. Back-to-back hit batsman by Green. And Coach Castilleja brings the balls out to the umpire and has a little conversation with his catcher. Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay 0-2 today with a walk and a strikeout, a run scored. Green's gotten wild here as of late, hitting two batters and then that one in the dirt, causing his catcher Silva to dive on the ball. The pitch, that misses high. It's 2-0 to the Delta designated hitter. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. The 2-0 hit foul on the ground, third base dive. Leho, your runner at second. Reed, your runner at first. And Green spins and sends Leho back to second. Leho wasn't too far off the bag, so he just walked back in. The pitch. That misses the outside corner, gets by the catcher Silva, and the runners will move up 90 feet. So Delta with a couple of ducks on the pond now for Clay, who has a 3-1 count at the plate. Logan Clay looking for a couple of two-out RBIs here to extend Delta's lead. The pitch. That's low, and that'll load the bases for Trayton Sandoval. Delta Cabinet Company watching. Sandoval, 2-for-3 today with a double and an RBI. He struck out in his last at bat last inning. So Leho at third, Reed at second, Clay at first. The pitch from Green on the ground to the shortstop Castilleja. He flips it to the second baseman, Carson, to end the inning. So Delta loads the bases but can't put a run across. And we'll maintain their 7-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be 6-7-8 for the Pumas. That's Silva, Castilleja, and Hughes. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room.
Mark Canner back here at University High School. Tom Roachfield, Greeley, Colorado. Your Panthers lead 7-0 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Silva. Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter as Nick Campanis will lead off the inning. Campanis actually came in as a courtesy runner for Silva back in the second, and he will pop this foul back out of play on the right side. So, Campanis coming in as a pinch hitter now. And it is now 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Campanis will go down on strikes. Fifth strike out of the game for Chavez. That'll bring up the shortstop, Eddie Castilleja, to the plate. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. The pitch. This is low and away. Here's the 1-0. That's also low. Here's the 2-0. That's high and outside for ball three. The pitch. That actually hit Castilleja. So he'll be on first with Logan Hughes coming to the plate. Hughes 0-for-1 today. He was your starting pitcher, moved to left field on the change. Delta looking to roll two as Castilleja has a good lead off of first and looking to sack him over his Hughes. Gets the butt down, but it's foul. The pitch. That's strike two on the outside of the plate. Sandoval holding Castilleja on at first, and Chavez will step off. Here comes the 0-2. This is lifted into center field. Lejo in on it and makes the catch. Gets the ball back in quickly. Two outs in the inning, and Steven DeCesenzo comes to the plate. He reached on an error back in the third.
Now batting, number 20, Steven DeCesenzo.
Taco time for us to pitch to DeCesenzo. He's scoring the bunt and makes an offer at it. Can't connect, and it's strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Chavez. Taken on the outside corner for strike two. Oh, 2 the count to DeCesenzo. And the pitch. Strike three on the outside corner looking, and that retires the Pumas in the fifth. No runs, no hits. No errors, one left on. Coming to the plate in the top of the sixth for the Panthers. Porter, Bear, and Clay. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Gary Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Green will head back to the mound for the Pumas. As he gets ready to face the 5, 6, and 7 holes for the Panthers. Lance Porter is 1-for-2 today with a double, an RBI, and a run scored. He also struck out.
Start off standing for the number 22, Jacob Hancock.
Actually, we're going to have a pinch hitter. It's Jacob Hancock. He'll swing and miss at the Taco Time first pitch. Hancock came in as a substitution in the first game, ended up going 1-for-2, reached on an error. Struck out and had a couple of runs scored. He's going to rip it past the left, or excuse me, the third baseman Hartley for a base hit. So Hancock on at first. Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear's reached on a couple of errors today. He's also lined out to center field. He'll take strike one. Hancock with a good lead off of first, held on by DeCrescenzo. The pitch down the line at first. DeCrescenzo has it bounce off his glove. Hancock will round second, head to third. And again, Bear on for the third time due to an error by the Pumas today. Jesse Delgado will be the courtesy runner for Bear, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay 0-for-2 today, reached on a fielder's choice, has also struck out. Hancock, runner at third. Delgado, the runner at first, and Green misses with the breaking ball. Clay steps out, now back in, now he'll step out again as Green steps off. Green is set. And the pitch, Clay. Hits it fouled on the third base side. Had a hit and run on as Delgado took off. Counts even at 1. Top of 6, Delta leads 7-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Has runners at first and third. Green steps off. Runners will retreat. Here's the 1-1. That one outside gets away from Silva. Hancock scores from third. Delgado will round second and look in. Delta leads 8-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two and one to count to Clay. The pitch. Clay able to foul it off. Evens the count at 2. Green stares in, has his sign. The pitch. That one misses low. And the count is full. Here's the payoff pitch from Green. That's in the dirt. Gets away from the catcher. And Delgado will advance. Plays on first via the Delta Cabinet Company walk, but heady play by Delgado, who saw the ball bounce away from the catcher. It didn't bounce far, and he had a hard time tracking it down. And now Delta with a runner in scoring position with Delgado at third. Play at first. Workman will come to the plate. Workman 1-for-2 today. He'll take strike one. Workman with a couple strikeouts already. The pitch as Clay is going from first, no throw by the catcher Silva. And now Delta with a couple runners in scoring position now with Clay on second and Delgado on third. Counts even at one to the Delta left fielder, Workman. Long look in by Green. He's now set. And delivers. Hit softly on the ground and foul on the third base side. Workman going to have to be tough with two and protect now. It's 1-2. The pitch. This one lifted. A blue hit in the left field. One run will score. They're going to wave in Clay from second. He will score. Workman takes second on the throw. So a couple of RBIs on the single for Connor. And Delta now leads 9-0. Make it 10-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We're going to have a pinch hitter for the pitcher Chavez. Luke Gastineau will come in, the lefty. Working the runner out at second, no outs. Taco Time first pitch way outside to Gastineau. Here's the 1-0. High and outside. Green stares him. He'll check the runner at second. Now come home. Gastineau. Soft roller back to the pitcher. He's got Workman hung up between second and third. Workman in the pickle now. Gastineau is going to run Workman off. So Gastineau, there's a question of whether or not he was tagged. And Ryer, Coach Ryer, questions whether Workman was tagged. Workman's out on third. Green's back toward the mound, and Gastineau's going to be on second after the fielder's choice, and they're going to say Workman is safe at third. That he avoided the tag by the third baseman Hartley, and that will bring Coach Castilleja out to argue his point. We're going to get a... Isaac Chavez is going to resub back in at second for Gastineau. Put some speed back out there. And he'll stay in the pitch. So Castilleja still arguing his point. He's saying, how can you say he missed the tag? He had the glove right on him. The umpire explaining what he saw, and Castilleja still arguing his point. Now they're going to bring the home plate umpire in. They've already called Workman safe at third. I don't think Castilleja is going to win this argument. And he is going to return to the dugout very frustrated. So, top of the sixth inning, Delta leads 10-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brett Leho will come to the plate. Leho was hit by a pitch last inning. He's 0-for-1 otherwise. And Green uncorks one. Silva able to get a little leather on it, which kept it from going to the backstop to prevent another run from scoring, but a good read by Workman down there at third. Here comes the 1-0. That misses high. Green has his sign and delivers. That one misses low. And Leho going to be taking all the way here with a 3-0 count. The pitch. That's in the zone. Ball briefly gets away from the catcher Silva, but he recovers. So hitters count for Leho here, the 3-1. He's going to foul that one off his foot, and the count's now full. Got timeout called on the field as Workman's going to tie his shoe down there at third base. And now Leho back into the box. Pitch. On the ground, chop to third. Tough hop for Hartley. Could end up in the hands of Castilleja. He's going to fake the throw down to first to try to get Chavez off of third. Chavez doesn't move. So Workman's going to score. Leho on first via the air. Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed, 2-for-2 today. He was hit by a pitch. A couple of doubles and an RBI. The pitch. Chop foul down the third base line. Sun is slowly setting in the west, and shadows cover most of the infield now. Some of the outfield lights on here at Tom Roach Field. High fastball, and Reed swings at a bad pitch. 0-2 to Ty. Leho with a good lead off of first, held on by DiCrescenzo. The pitch. That goes over the head of the catcher Silva, and Chavez will score from third, and Delta increases their lead. It's now 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Leho will advance to second. Here's the 1-2 to Reed. That one misses high. Green stares it. Has his sign. And delivers. That one just misses Reed inside, and the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Green. That's low, and it gets away from Silva. Alejo does an advance. Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Coach Castilleja will make a trip to the mound. We're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. As it looks like, we'll figure out the pitching change after this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
Mark Tanner back with you. Looks like we're going to have, I think it's number 25, Charlie Custard, come in to pitch. We'll see what's going on at first base with Green, and I imagine he'll stay in the game. Let's see where Custard goes in the lineup here. As I saw Logan Hughes come in from left field. And so far I haven't seen another left fielder out there. So Green will go back to first, and we'll see how the substitution works out here as Logan Coy comes to the plate and follows the captain trying first pitch back out of play off the or over the backstop. The 0-1 misses for a ball. And I think Custard is going to take Hughes' spot in the lineup. That pitch catches the inside corner for strike two. As DiCrescenzo will go back to left. Custard uncorks one. They've got the runner down at second, picked off. Lejo strayed too far from the bag, and Silva able to get him with the Dowdy Steel Machine pickoff. Read the runner at first, and the 1-2 pitch outside for ball two. The pitch lined back to first, and they will double read off there. And so Delta will score 5 runs in the inning and extend their lead to 12-0 as we head to the bottom of the 6th. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
Back here at Tom Roach Field at University High School in Greeley, Colorado, I'm Mark Cantor. Delta leads 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Isaac Chavez back to the bump, and he will face the top of the order for the Pumas. It'll be Bryce Carson. He's 0-2 today with a strikeout. The pitch. This one hit to center field. Leho ranging over and makes the catch. I believe Hancock came in as a pinch hitter last inning. Will stand and play third base. Taco Time first pitch to Brendan Hartley will be high for a ball. Hartley 0-2 today. The pitch. That missed somewhere on the inside, and it's 2-0. The pitch. 3-0. Chavez stares in, he's set, and delivers. 4-pitch walk to Hartley. It's on for Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Brady Bowman comes to the plate. He's 0-2 with a strikeout today.
Number 10, Brady Bowman.
Bear trots out to talk to his hurler. One out here. Bottom of the sixth, Delta leads 12-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Chavez will check the runner. Now comes home. That pitch misses. The pitch. Outside. Ball two. So all of a sudden, Chavez can't find the zone. He's pitched six straight balls. I would imagine Hartley's going to be taking until Chavez can find the strike zone. Hartley, good lead off of first, held on by Sandoval. That's outside, ball three. Chavez checks the runner. Here's the 3-0. That's a strike. Inside half at the knees. The pitch in the dirt. Another Delta Cabinet Company walk. Owen Branscombe will come to the plate.
Owen Branscombe.
Branscombe 0-2 today with a strikeout. The pitch. Outside. Ball one. Keith Ryder pops out of the dugout to have a discussion on the mound. He'll be joined by Brendan Bear. Delta Panthers baseball is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So We'll see if Keith got Isaac dialed back in here. Here's the 1-0. There it is. Strike one. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Branscombe with a practice swing now back in the box. The pitch on the ground, back up the middle. Wilkes flips it to second. Clay gets the second out on the fielder's choice. Wilkes made a tough stop, stayed with it, got the second out by flipping it to Clay at second. Branscombe on first. Bowman on third. Actually, I take that back. Hartley is on third. Bowman was out on the fielder's choice at second. So, two outs. And the 0-1 pitch misses for a ball. A.J. Green at the plate. 0-2 today with a strikeout. The pitch lifted into center field. Lejo underneath it, and that is the ball game.
And that's the ball game, folks. The final score is Delta 12, Peak 0.
So Delta will win 12-0. Player of the game, brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company, is going to be Ty Reed. Reed, a couple of doubles today, and a walk, was hit by a pitch, had an RBI and a run scored. Next game for Delta will be tomorrow at, I believe, 1:30. Be playing for fourth place tomorrow. That'll be at Eaton High School. I'll be there to bring you all the action. Once again, final score, Delta 12, Peak to Peak nothing. You've been listening to Delta Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Have a good night, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.